Damn, these blinking ropes! They're too strong!
We are most certainly doomed!
We have to keep trying. The bombs are going to go off any minute.
No, it is no use. I will say my goodbyes now, just like the Baron said.
Shut up, will you? We'll keep working the ropes!
Exactly. We have no other choice.
Her Majesty is still unconscious, blissfully unaware of our tragic fate.
Blast, if only I could reach just a bit further. Wait, what was that?
What was what?
Shh, listen. Why, it's Stanley.
Aye? Where?
Up there, look. He's sitting up on the beam.
He must have followed us all the way from the airship. He wants to be reincarnated too, maybe as a bald eagle.
If we could only get him to pull at the knots.
He's a carrier pigeon, not bleeding Harry Houdini.
It's the only chance we have. Here, boy, come on down. That's a good boy. Come on, Stanley. Down here, lad.
Right, Stanley. You're a pretty bird, then. Come on down. Give us a pull at the ropes. Come on, then.
The stupid bird isn't moving.
In a very short space of time, the bird has become a confirmed royalist. He listens only to Her Majesty. And she's off in the land of Nod.
She has to wake up. Your Majesty, can you hear me? We need you.
Come on, Vicky, you crazy old bat. Snap out of it. You can't do a runner now. You hear me? We need you, so help me, I'll sock you!
It's pointless. She's dead to the world.
A holy man once said the subconscious mind is always awake. The thing is to find the trigger that brings back the conscious mind. Familiar things, things of importance, family, loved ones, independence.
All right, you made your point. Okay, what's important to her?
Blimey, the crown jewels, holding on to Scotland, plum pudding. The empire is important, India particularly.
England more so. And being the ruler, the queen. Your Majesty, listen to me, you are the queen of Great Britain.
Nothing's happening.
He needs to hit her in the right way. It's all about delivery, isn't it? Presentation.
That's it, the song.
Aye?
We have to sing it. Come on, join me. Rule Britannia,
Britannia rules the waves. Britons never shall be slaves.
Again.
Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Britons never shall be slaves.
What?
It is hard to believe, but it seems to be working.
What?
The old girl's coming too.
Come on, Your Majesty.
Where am I? Am I being celebrated for something? What brilliant thing did I do this time?
Your Majesty, we're about to be blown up. Can you hear me? We haven't a second to lose.
What? Who's losing? What are we playing?
We are in Germany, Your Majesty. Remember the Baron? He tied us to our chairs. We can't get loose. Stanley is up on the ceiling beams. Call him down. He only listens to you. Get him to tug at the knots. It's our only chance.
Oh, yes, I remember now. The Baron, despicable devil of a man. He tied us all up, even me. But where did you say Stanley?
Yes, he's up there. Call for him.
Stanley, dear, where are you, darling? There you are. What are you doing up there, you silly boy? Come down here at once. Get me out of these ropes and hurry. That's it. Behind me. My hands. Well done, Stanley. Keep pulling. Oh, I can feel it loosening. Good work. You're such a good boy.
That is one incredible bird.
I'm loose. Look. Excellent work, Stanley, darling. Quick, over to Beringer there, and I'll take care of the captain and Mr. Watkins. Hurry, hurry.
Hurry, the castle will go up in flames any second.
The Baron is a typical wealthy European, wasting a perfectly good castle that could house 500 Indians and their families, including relatives.
If any of my dukes ever do something like this to his stately home, I'll have him horsewhipped.
And there she goes.
Great Scott, he wasted no powder there, did he?
Thank heaven, we got out in the nick of time. Oh, the Baron will hang for this. After I have him rolled in tar and covered with feathers and chased through Hyde Park and down the full length of Oxford Street. You'll enjoy the sight of that, won't you, Stanley? My very clever boy. Yes, you will.
That bird saved us. It is amazing. Here I am, exported to the affluent West, and I owe my life to a flying chicken. It's a carrier pigeon, you daft native.
Good Lord, do you see that in the sky, just over the tree line? Look!
By the mercies, it's an airship. He stole our airship!
That's not ours, Your Majesty.
It isn't?
No, and that can mean only one thing.
The crafty Baron is one of his own.
What? I thought the Valmen had the only one. Why, that fiend! He's conducted industrial espionage behind our backs.
It is conceivable, but I doubt it, Your Majesty.
Don't forget, he's a master engineer himself. Frankly, now I see it, I'm not surprised.
I bet you we can outrun that old tub.
Well, we had better do the airship, men!
Queen Vic and the Veldmen, a steampunk adventure in four parts. Part 4, Mass for Destruction.
We're increasing our speed to 180. We got the wind in our backs, Captain.
Unfortunately, so does the Baron.
Aren't you seeing anything yet?
Nothing. And it looks to me like there's cloud up ahead. If we don't catch up to him soon, we'll lose him over England.
I estimate the cliffs of Dover in less than 2 minutes, Captain.
Hand me those binoculars. I want to see.
You focus by twisting the upper ring.
I know that. What do you think every royal box in every theatre in London has, besides a wine cooler and a humidor? At least half a dozen binoculars.
The barometer is rising a little, Captain. I suspect London will be foggy by dawn.
I see something. Yes, it's the Baron's airship. We're gaining on him. Look, Captain.
So it is. Well spotted. We have made good speed, but...
No, he's disappearing into cloud. Quick, Your Majesty, get behind the forward gun.
Bill?
Gotcha, Skipper.
Aren't we too far away still?
Yes, we are, but if we don't engage now, we might not get another chance.
Forward gun ready.
There, fire at will, Your Majesty.
Gladly. Hold the binoculars in front of my eyes.
Hurry, Your Majesty.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Gracious me, how I love doing this.
Did you get him?
I don't know. I can't see him. He's gone.
Let me look. No, nowhere in sight. He's disappeared, swallowed up by cloud.
But I don't know if I hit him.
We're lucky if you did. It's extremely difficult at this distance and under these conditions, Your Majesty, that we had to try.
But don't you see? If I fail to even clip him, he's still en route to take over and destroy my precious empire.
Trust me, I'm aware of that. Maintain maximum speed, Banerjee, and keep us on the straightest possible course for London. We have a world to save.
We should be over London now, but with the clouds reaching all the way to the ground, it is impossible to tell exactly where.
Which means that it's also impossible for the Baron to know exactly where he is. Whether that's good news or not is another impossible thing to know.
This is hopeless. Thick fog on this day of all days.
Indeed. It shouldn't last too long, though. Daylight's breaking. That ought to lift the fog fast enough.
I would feel a lot better if we knew our exact position, but I will settle for approximate.
The only way to navigate right now is by the streets. Reduce altitude, Benji, very carefully. Go down to 5 fathoms above a suitable roof and drop the rope ladder. Bill, would you mind?
Not at all, Captain. Much more of this flies through skimmed milk and I'll wind up a claustrophobic nutter.
You'll have to make your own way down to the streets. Use a fire escape or something of that sort. Be careful.
Pick up a newspaper while you're down there, will you?
Right here, milady. Any particular one?
One that I can trust.
Gotcha. I'll get one of the others for me.
I say, Captain, I do believe the fog's dissipating.
Yes, so it seems, and not a minute too soon. The only consolation is that the Baron's been stuck in the same situation.
With visibility increasing, it won't take him long to get to St. Paul's Cathedral now, sir.
What's keeping Bill? Is he getting himself breakfast somewhere?
Milady, gents!
At last!
Found our coordinates, have you, Bill?
Wigmore Street, near Cavendish Square.
Excellent. That puts us due west of... Right, perfect. Banerjee, take us to 400 feet, bearing 093. All ahead for us. Take the helm, Bill. We should reach St. Paul's in no time.
I got us fresh sandwiches.
Very good. We'll eat on the way.
And for you, milady, the London Times.
Thank you. Now let me see if anything's happened overnight. Oh, look, there's a picture of me on the front page. Quite right, too. With my best side and everything. I wonder what's expected of me this time.
I'm sure it's nothing you're not in a position to deliver, Your Majesty.
Shouldn't think so. Oh, wait, what day is this?
You hold in today's paper, Vicky. Look at the top of the page.
Goodness gracious, I'm supposed to open Parliament today.
With such a large empire to run, Parliament should never close. Should be open all night, like the best curry kitchens.
Tell that to the House. What time is it? Oh, good heavens, I should have been there 10 minutes ago.
More time for them to hit the bubbly. If and when you do show up, they really will be drunk as lords.
Wait a minute.
No, I can't wait. I haven't a minute to lose. I have to get over there. The place is a shambles without me. Turn the airship round. Set a new course for Westminster.
Wait, I said. Great Scott. That's it. That's been the Baron's plan all along. He picked this day for that very reason. When Britain's Parliament is assembled, he intends to fire his rockets at the Houses of Parliament when every British politician is present. That's his plan, to eradicate the entire government in one blow.
Heaven have mercy! How diabolical!
He's already done away with us, specifically you, Vicky. Well, so he believes. Doing away with the rest of them will finish it all.
I can't bear the thought. The entire known world will grind to a halt. Civilization will end.
This madman must be stopped, Your Majesty. Parliament will have to wait just a little longer. We must continue on to St. Paul's. Faster, Berenger. We must go faster.
This is an airship, Captain. It does not have the acceleration of a cavalry horse.
I see you, Captain. I see the cathedral.
Indeed, there it is. Well flown, gentlemen.
And there's the Baron's airship by the side of the dome.
Exactly. He's docked over the northwest roof, near the sliding roof section.
There is not very good parking on the dome right now.
Quick, Bill, bring us up close and put us in a circular clockwise pattern. Get ready to fire starboard gun, Your Majesty. Who knows what this madman will do when he sees us?
There's not a soul in sight. I can't see anyone in the airship.
He's gone inside the church to get the organ cannon ready.
Oh, if I could get my hands on his accomplices. Look, something's happening. The roof is sliding apart. It is opening wide.
Of course, that's what it is. A gun port. The cathedral roof's been turned into a gun port.
Right above the organ.
I can see the pipes.
And they are moving.
He's starting up the firing sequence and setting coordinates.
Heaven help us. He's getting ready to fire the rockets. We must do something.
I have an idea. Bring us alongside the Baron's vessel, Banerjee. We're going to board it. Follow me, Bill.
What? Swing over? Like pirates?
Ha ha!
Yes, very good, Bill. Just as I thought. No one's here. All right, get us started, will you?
Aye, aye, Captain. Shouldn't be too difficult. The controls look basic enough.
Get to it and hurry.
Right, pressure's already up.
Of course it is, and they're prepared for a quick exit.
What's the plan, sir?
Yes, move us over the gun bay opening.
Aye? He'd blow us to pieces.
It's either us or the rest of the world.
Blimey, I don't remember signing up for this.
Just do it.
I'm doing it.
That's good, Bill. Another 20 feet.
Hope you know what you're doing, Skip.
So do I. There, that's enough. Now drop us straight down. We'll plug up the Baron's gun port with his own airship. Open the valves. Faster, man, faster.
Hold on, Captain. Here goes nothing. Oh, that did me arse in.
Perfect. That's a tight cap straight down over the Baron's hot head. Now, let's get out.
The Baron won't be able to abort the firing sequence. He's committed.
I'm well aware of that, Bill. To the rope ladders.
Abandon ship!
You're back! Merciful heavens! You slammed the Baron's airship down hard! Are you all right, man?
Yes, yes. Get us out of here, Berenger.
Aye, aye, sir.
Great heavens! Look! The Baron's airship is sinking through the hole!
A plan worked. The rocket blast from his cannon shattered his own airship. And now the wreck is falling down on top of the rest of the organ.
A necessary sacrifice, Captain! That was the only option open to us, and you took it!
Alas, yes. But the Bishop won't be happy.
Ah! I'll get him a bottle of cheap prong and a get-well card!
Quick, Benergy, we need to land. The Baron will undoubtedly try to escape on foot. He must be stopped.
Captain,
I don't think the Baron's going to escape that one.
I don't think he and his accomplices stood a chance.
That is one big pile of rubble down there.
Well then, that was the end of that. Your Majesty, it would appear we have achieved our objective. Severe collateral damage notwithstanding.
Captain Gold, I couldn't be more pleased. We have saved London and the world.
Banerjee, set a course for the Windsor headquarters, if you would be so kind.
Oh, would you mind dropping me off at Westminster on the way? Parliament is expecting me. Lords, gentlemen, you will excuse my lateness. I had pressing matters, and I still do. So in the interest of further expedience, I hereby announce Parliament open. Pray do something useful for once, gentlemen. Something worthwhile. Well, will somebody say hear, hear? Yeah. That's better. Well then, I'll finish by saying, may Almighty God bless your debates and your counsel, etc., etc. And if any one of you reverts to the custom of starting a fistfight in my Parliament, he will find himself spending the rest of his political career carrying bricks and mortar up and down the stairs of St. Paul's Cathedral. Is that clear? Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a debriefing session at Windsor to attend.
Well, gentlemen, how can I thank you? Without the skill and bravery you two have shown, this mission would never have succeeded.
Cheers, Captain. What can I say? There's nothing like a good old wingding, eh?
I hesitate to say it, sir, but it has been a great honor, even if we almost died.
And it looks to me like our airship came through this escapade without any serious damage.
Just the starboard lamps gone, sir. A few broken windows and some debris stuck in the hull. I'll have it sorted in no time.
Yahoo!
Well, that was quick. Parliament up and running, Your Majesty?
Such is my fervent hope, as always.
Any news yet or reports of today's cataclysmic confrontation?
No. Well, the German ambassador is upset, of course. It wouldn't surprise me if the world will pay for this destructive act against German nobility, as he called it, well into the next century.
My word, how did you respond to that?
Well, it was all I could to not rosy up his pale cheeks with a royal slap and inform him that never in the field of covert buttock-kicking have so many had so few to thank for so much without knowing it.
Very good, Your Majesty.
Oh, look, there's Stanley.
That bird really works hard. Once again, he has a note tied to his leg.
Come here, boy. That's right. Yes, there's a good lad. Let's see what glad tidings you bring this time. Why, it's from Farnsworth. He says, oh, he apologizes for not being able to make lunch for us because he's been abducted by a man with a sallow face and slant eyes. Oh!
Abducted?
Sounds like an Indian, if it were not for the slant eyes.
A man brandishing a huge sword and calling himself Emperor Ming. Goodness gracious!
He's not joking.
My poor Farnsworth!
Emperor Ming? Hang on. I read something about an emperor. Yeah, that's it. Look. An exhibition's opening at the British Museum with artifacts from 14th century China.
The dynasty of Emperor Ming.
But that cannot be possible.
We must rescue him. We simply must, my dear Farnsworth.
Your Majesty, Bill, Banerjee, it seems the Valve Men have a new case. And a mysterious one at that.
Queen Vic and the Valvemen is written and performed by Jerry Hinshelwood and is a Hislander Historier.se production.